Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of power here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Lanell Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Talk a little bit about the college football playoff before we get out of this final hour of the program. We'll touch a little bit on the D.C. family as well. The Wizards having some news over the weekend. Brian Keefe benching Cam Whitmore. And then what about the best team in town locally? The old Washington Capitals, one regulation loss in their last 12 outings. We'll touch on the Caps as well before we get out of here. Right now, though, I want to go out to the guest hotline for the second time this show, where we find Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfour, a host of the Odyssey original podcast, Want to Bet? Listen to Want to Bet now on the Spotify or Apple Podcast app, or watch it daily live on Jason's X account. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. JLC, truth teller, my straight shooter. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing all right, my man. How are you?
I'm good, man. It has been a whirlwind, and I know you were getting beat up by the HTTR burgundy and gold commies on X yesterday when you had your tweet about same old.
I don't go into mentions, man.
Because you're a smarter man than I am. I
learned the hard way. Trust me. I'm no genius. Or I had one too many run-ins with one too many PR people at one too many places I used to work. So
yeah. I dig it, man. I always love having you on. Like I said, a straight shooter, going to tell it how it is. More times than not, all the time, really. Jason, let's, I guess, start right here in the nation's capital. When you're looking at this thing from the outside in, and the quarterback has been unable to stay on the field, the contract saga in the offseason with McLaurin, I think, got this season off to a bad start.
Yeah.
They're probably the most injured team in the National Football League, but I do want to give them credit for that. But being on an 8-game losing streak and having 5 of those losses come by 21 or more points, have you ever seen a worse stretch of football here in the nation's capital? Yeah, I mean,
I lost you there for a second. I'm sorry.
I was about to say, I was highlighting just how bad things have gone here for Washington.
Yeah.
They're probably the most injured team. They've lost 8 straight games, 5 of which have come by 21 or more points. Is this rock bottom? Have you seen a worse stretch of Commanders football here? I know you're somebody that's extremely familiar with the area. This is bad.
It's bad. I don't think it's rock bottom because you got a quarterback. I don't think it's rock bottom. I mean, watching that Gibbs thing disintegrate, that was pretty. You know what I mean? That was pretty rough. You know, watching the Z-Man disintegrate, that was pretty rough. Some of those Bruce Allen press conferences, I don't know about rock bottom. Because I do think there's hope. There's certainly more hope than I think there's been many times in the past. But hope without, hope without a plan, hope without results, hope without a payoff is false hope. So
yeah,
there's a lot of work to be done. I didn't like the arena. We talked about it through last spring and summer. I didn't like the offseason at all. Thought it was too complacent. I thought it was a little bit cocky. I thought it skewed way too old. I thought it was it looked like it was sophomoric to me. You know, it was people who had immediate success and it went to their head, and you know, they thought they could run it back, and I don't think they understood the gravity of the situation and how much last year, you know, doesn't buy you nearly as much as you might think this year. And I don't know, man. Because I don't.
We lost Jason.
The core that they started, you know,
yeah.
I don't know where the new pieces are. Like,
well, Jason, you've been around
other young blue chip players, right? Who stepped in around the quarterback.
Right.
So that's what gives me pause. But I still think there has to be hope because we've seen that young man look generational already.
Yeah, but can you get him to do that on a consistent basis? And how much is he now gun shy after getting his head blown off in several contests this year? I want to ask you this question because you're somebody that is just well versed with the workings and the inner workings of the National Football League. I look at the draft track record of this organization even before Adam Peters and company got here. Tim Gribble is the director of college scouting. He was on this scouting staff when you were covering the team locally here in town. This is his fifth year as the director of college personnel, meaning Ron Rivera and the Marty Party decided to put him in charge of the draft pretty much. You look at some of their national scouts in their college scouts, rather, Midwest region, Southwest region, guys that were already here.
Yeah.
How uncommon is it for a new regime to come in and then two drafts in, they're still working with the scouts from the prior regime? Where's the, like, that is what I cannot wrap my mind around, Jason.
Well, I got news for you. It's probably
Jesus Christ.
You might not have to worry about it too much longer. Look, that quarterback covered up a lot of warts last year. I mean, he did it in a supreme fashion. They never really had a consistent run game. It wasn't a good offensive line. It wasn't a particularly good defensive line. They didn't get a lot of pass rush. They had a lot of things go their way. It was a magic carpet ride. It was year one with a head coach and what turned out to be a pretty beneficial schedule. And, you know, the fourth quarter football gods were with them. And the quarterback, I think, caught everybody by surprise. But it's not a great roster. It's just not.
But Jason, is that common? Is that something that's normal? What I just laid out to you, keeping the exact same scouts. I mean, Scott Fritter, another dude, Jason, that's just, you know, benefiting from the good old boy network in the National Football League. He's on this staff as their personnel executive. They just made up a title for him to have another buddy in the building.
Yeah.
What the hell has Scott Fritter done for you recently?
Cronyism and nepotism are a scourge on this league. So, I mean, that's part of the reason that parity, which is really mediocrity, which is really inefficiency, why that's the, you know, a large part why that's the rule.
Yeah.
This league. I mean, look, that's not totally endemic to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's holdovers, there's relationships. So we've got the same agent, or we used to have the same agent, or your daddy used to work with my daddy. And look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I've been studying, I'm still old enough to remember their media guide, or studying their, you know, their web page and looking over the staff and who came from what or what have you. I think it's more that they kept a lot of stuff year one, which is understandable, which is not super unusual.
Right.
And so you assess that situation. Then they had this miracle ride. So it's like, oh, well, maybe this is, maybe we do have the secret sauce. Maybe all these guys together, you know what I mean? Like, we figured it out. We've cracked the code. Like, so I think that's another thing that part of the reason they probably didn't blow it up more is part of the same reason why they took an old roster and ran it back.
Yeah.
Because I think there was this sense that, like, we've figured it out. We're ahead of the curve. Like, we've got it. We've got it. Like, we're good. Like, one more draft and we're good. But again, I suspect that things are going to change inside. What do they even call it now? Commander's Park?
Big Bear AI Training Facility.
Yeah, yeah, I'm never calling it that. Commander's Park. The S-hole formerly known as Arskins Park.
Yeah.
There's going to be some changes out there. I guarantee you that. Because, look, the owner's going to have to sit down there now, right? And he's going to have to realize, too, that, like, okay, this is the NFL. Like, that first year was great. But I mean, look how many teams from last year to this year are, like, again, that's not totally endemic to them.
Right.
Watch the Ravens offense last year and watch it this year. It's the same people.
We'll get to that.
Literally,
it's
the same people, which, you know what? It's part of the problem. And so I think they've learned that lesson now. And I don't think they're just going to run it back. They're definitely not going to run it back personnel wise. And I don't think they're going to run it back front office wise. I would suspect that there is a shakeup, that there is going to be scouts in and scouts out, and maybe some shuffling of titles and maybe some shuffling of personnel executives. Mm.
I think it needs to happen. I am fascinated to see, because I know you wouldn't. When you say that, it definitely resonates with me. Joined right now by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lock and Fora. Let's take a big picture look at the National Football League now. If you're Riley Leonard and they decided to trot out Daniel Jones on a broken leg, what does that say about you? What do you make of that quarterback situation in Indianapolis? Because holy hell, does that look like a mess right now? Phillip Rivers coming in for a workout? Mess. Come on.
It's a mess. I mean, look, you can really trace it back to the Anthony Richardson thing not working. Yeah. And how much of that was the injuries and the magnitude of the injuries and the rapid succession of the injuries robbing him of, you know, developmental time and processing time. I wonder if this is finally it for Chris Ballard, because the Daniel Jones, I mean, the Sauce Gardner trade wasn't just about Sauce Gardner. It was about the quarterback position.
Right.
I mean, they traded their chance to get a quarterback. I mean, one could fall to them, but look, they're going to end up winning 9. You know, they've already won 8.
Right.
Like, worst case scenario, the best case, I guess, for them is they're picking like 18th or 19th. So, I mean, you can get a quarterback there, but chances are you probably need to move up to get someone. And they've lost a lot of their capital to do that. So that was a implicit acknowledgement that, we're rolling with Jones. We'll franchise him. We have to franchise him. We'll do what we have to do. And now I don't even know when he's going to be back. I mean, I don't know what the timetable of that injury is going to be. You can't bank on him. And it's new ownership. I mean, it's the same owners, but everybody's got a bigger title now.
Yeah.
And, you know, Irsay passed away. And so I don't know, man.
They're a mess.
I think that might be it for Ballard, because I don't think they're going to the playoffs.
Well, I was saying that a month ago. Every time they've played a team with a formidable defensive front, their offensive line's gotten manhandled, and Jonathan Taylor has not been impactful. The Steelers' loss was the eye-opening one to me. I mean, they did whatever they want. They got after Daniel Jones, and they didn't run Jonathan Taylor. So I knew that would come to an end. It actually takes me to Houston, man. That's watching Sunday Night Football last night and watching those two defenses play. It almost feels like what we're doing here in D.C. is a different sport. I mean, talk about the job that front office has done. And Nick Caserio has been really heavily scrutinized before all of this happened, and he has bounced back in a nice way. And they seem like they're the front runner to me right now in the AFC.
Well, it's a dominant defense. It's absolutely suffocating. They've got impact players at every level. It's a top five bookend pass rush duo in the league, and it starts there. Good luck winning the playoffs in this league without that. It's linebackers who can run like the wind and cover, and it's one of the best slot corners in the league and one of the best outside corners in the league. Like, that checks a lot of boxes.
Yep.
I'm not sure the offensive line is a whole lot better than last year's. The play caller's better, and the quarterback's been more functional. They have a superpower, and not a lot of teams in this league do, but that defense is a superpower. And it can travel, man. It can go on the road, indoors, outdoors. It doesn't matter. They stifle the run, and they get after the quarterback, and they turn you over. They're the NFL's leader in interceptions since the start of last season. They're number one in the NFL in opposer passer rating since the start of last season. I mean,
they get it done.
The AFC Championship game could be Denver and Houston, you know, 9-6.
Yeah.
But I'm here for it. Give me a throwback.
I'm about to say, I was enjoying watching it last night, man. And Mahomes is still brilliant. Anybody that's in Kansas City that's panicking about what's going on, look, you just got to hit the reset button. The quarterback is still a freak show. He just needs some more help out there is what it seems like. What do you make of Buffalo, man? I know they had a big win over Cincinnati yesterday, and they're giving up a lot of points. I look at them as a one-and-done team in the postseason because of how poor the defense is. How do you read Buffalo to this point?
Yeah, it could be. It could be. I think teams that can get medieval on them are willing to bring in the jumbo tackle, right? Bring in the extra tackle, play with a fullback. I think they can probably road grade them. Now, how many teams are willing to do that? How many teams are going to stick with that?
Right.
But you can run on them. It's a good secondary. You know, McDermott does a good job mixing things up there with the coverages, and obviously they've got one of the best football players on the planet with the quarterback. But I think the lack of on-script explosives on offense, coupled with the ability to really kind of wear them down with volume in the run game, I don't think this is the year they break through. I don't think it's their best roster that they've had there, you know, during the last 3-4 years when they've been a legitimate Super Bowl candidate. And they're going to look, and I do think Bosa's pacing himself, and we've seen Bosa show up in big moments recently. But he's going to have to pace himself because they're going to need him to be an absolute force, you know, 3 or 4 straight weeks come January. Because I think they're going to win this week, but I still don't know if they're going to win that division. And if they don't, and they've got to go on the road, and they're a wild card, I think they're in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, imagine them having to go to Houston. What if they've dropped to the 7th seed? I mean, they've got 4 losses here, so... And they're going to they're going to catch a few more down the stretch, I would think. The way Philadelphia looks tonight, I don't worry about the Eagles. But that New England game is going to be going to Foxborough, the way the Braves got that group playing, from a confidence standpoint, it is not going to be easy. I want to get to the team you get paid to talk about Monday through Friday, Baltimore Ravens, man. Woof! You kind of dropped some tea leaves on us back in October, the last time I got the chance to talk to you about what was going on there in Baltimore. Boy, do they feel like a broken organization. What is the big picture conversation that you guys have been having over there?
They refuse to build their team in a tried and true proven manner. They don't want to invest in their offensive line. They don't want to invest in their defensive line. Well, that's a hell of a way trying to win football games.
Yeah.
You know, they desperately needed pass rush. They got caught up that they could scheme it up and concoct it. But they don't have anybody. They've just got try-hard guys. I mean, the Matt Ebike injury just exposed how bereft they were of impact players up front beyond him. They grossly overpaid Roquan Smith. Kyle Hamilton's a really good football player.
Yeah.
He doesn't impact the ball downfield. He doesn't really impact the ball at the line of scrimmage. Like, he defends screens, and he's disruptive, and he allows you to put somebody else behind him at safety, and you get in, you know, he's a really good hybrid linebacker. Like, he's a really good football player, but he doesn't get a lot of sacks. He doesn't create a lot of turnovers, and he doesn't make plays on the ball in flight. They don't have impact blue chip players on defense. They collect all these defensive backs. None of them have particularly great ball skills. None of them turn people over. It's a hell of a way to build your team. And then the offensive line, you know, they get cheap with things there. And then he ran it back with Ronnie Stanley on the cheap, trying to buy one more year of him. And he's been on borrowed time with the ankle for 4 years. And that's not working out. And they've got 2 kids playing guard who don't belong in the NFL. And Lamar Jackson went off on one of them on the sideline Sunday. But that guy should have lost his job a long time ago. So they're getting whipped up front.
Yeah.
And
do you think there's a Lamar Jackson problem or no?
Well, he's not playing well now. He's hurt.
Is that more of him being hurt?
Not practicing.
Yeah.
And it's in his head. The scope of the offense is nothing like last year because they can't pass block. They don't run block that well. Derrick Henry, I mean, what he did last year, nobody thought was coming. And when you run for 2,000 yards, and you run for damn near 2,000 yards at that age, and then you come back the following year, and the quarterback doesn't run early in the year and then gets hurt and doesn't really run at all, and people don't have to respect the mesh point, then you keep getting these games where he runs for 3 yards in the first half. People are like, more Derrick Henry. Dude, he ran 11 times for 30 yards in the first half against the Pittsburgh defense that James Cook destroyed 6 days prior, running the same play over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Stop. More Derrick Henry ain't it. He's inefficient on early downs. Just look at Ravens' first down rush EPA with him on the field. They brought Kyle Van Noy back. They got lucky with one more year out of him, and instead of paying a real pass rusher, we'll bring Van Noy back for another year on the cheap. All right, that's fine.
Yeah, there have been some draft misses for them over the years as well.
Their drafts have been more bad than good.
Yeah.
But everybody I brought on my radio show all summer long kept telling me it's the best roster in the NFL. I said, we'll see. We'll find out about that.
Wow. Telling how a T.I. is, our guy Jason Lockenfora. Appreciate you making some time for us as always. I'll let you out here on something quick here. What do you make of the situation in Cleveland? And if you were the Browns, if Shador plays strong down the stretch here, are you going quarterback in round one?
I mean, they have to assess what's out there and, you know, the entire draft class and review all that. I don't know, man. I just the problem is they wasted about a half the season, right?
Because there's no reason Gabriel. If you would have let him play from the get-go, he'd be better by now, and you'd have a more concrete answer.
You would know more. But the fact that they wasted 6 weeks with Gabriel is shameful. And that's because the coach, I don't think, wants to be there. I think the coach is trying to get fired. I think the coach has had it with the owner. So I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to see enough to say he's the guy. I think he should certainly be in the mix. I think he should compete, whether he's competing with a veteran or whether he's competing with somebody who gets picked this year higher than he was picked last year. I don't know. Is Andrew Berry definitely back? You know, Dee Podesta leaving, is that a sign of anything else? Do they just trade Stefanski? I don't know.
Yeah, they got big-time questions to be asked in Cleveland. Jason, we appreciate you making some time for us as always, my man. We'll do it again soon, buddy.
My pleasure. Thank you, bud.
That's one of the best talking all things National Football League, Odyssey NFL Insider, Jason Lockenfora, going around the NFL on a bunch of different things with us. I always love catching up with him because there's probably no more plugged-in guy that we have here on this station when we bring on guests, man. So always love catching up with him. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason is the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Wanna Bet. Remember to listen to Wanna Bet on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Talk a little bit about the college football playoff. Notre Dame snubbed and saying, to hell with the bowl games. I'll give you the details on that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo-wee! I was just talking to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, during the break. And if that conversation, I mean, he's got me ready to run through a wall. You know what Doc told me? He said, I hear you up there hooping and hollering and yelling and screaming. He's laughing, can't stop cackling. You know, he's got a freshly lit cigar in hand, watching Monday Night Football, doing what a champion does on a Monday night. No big deal. He said, man, I wish I could have saved Adam Peters and Josh Harris a lot of money. He said, if they would have just gave me $500,000, I would have opened my business back up. I would have put my business, I would have taken it out of freeze. You know what Doc Walker's business is. I don't know if you all are familiar with it. If you need someone to come in and get your program together, if your kids are acting up, if they're getting phone calls home from school, if they ain't acting right when they're out of your presence, if they have football practice and they ain't going hard, if you got a college kid that ain't bringing home the necessary grades for you to keep paying for his ass to go to school each and every year because he wants to party out on campus every weekend. If you need a disciplinarian in your office space, if you got a coworker that thinks he's above the program and the boss can't handle him, the DOC's got a business for you. 1-800-RENT-A-JERK. That is what Doc Walker, that is the business. I'm laughing so hard because he was so serious. He said, man, I could have saved them thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. If they would have just hired me, I would have brought the business back out. We could have LLC'd at 1-800-RENT-A-JERK. When you need someone to put their foot up somebody's ass, you call Doc Walker. And based off of what we saw from this group, damn it, they need it. 1-800-RENT-A-JERK. I was cackling. And this is clearly something that he's been doing because you knew exactly what I was talking about.
No, I told him I work with him. I'm like, yeah, man, you need an extra set of hands, man.
Man, oh my goodness. 1-800-636-1067. Boy, oh boy. 1-800-RENT-A-JERK. Ain't that something? I may need to hire a rent-a-jerk to handle some of my off-the-field issues. My goodness. Always love catching up with Jason Lockenfor. He is absolutely awesome. Gives us the blues in the business, man. Metal Chris will have the podcast up when the show is over. You can go back and listen to that conversation. If you want to use the Rewind app, the Odyssey app, rather, use the Rewind feature, go back to 9 o'clock, hear my conversation with Jason Lockenfor. I want to get to the college football playoff. What's up with Notre Dame? What's up with Notre Dame? Pete Bavecka, the Notre Dame athletic director, unloaded on the ACC. He was on the Dan Patrick Show earlier this morning, and he is totally upset about how the ACC pushed for Miami over Notre Dame in these selections. He said, quote, "We were mystified by the actions of the conference to attack their biggest, really, partner in football and member of their conference in 24 of our other sports," Bavecka told Patrick. They have certainly done permanent damage to the relationship between the conference and the University of Notre Dame. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips said in a statement Monday that the conference, quote, stands behind its efforts to support and advocate for all 17 of our football playing member institutions. I don't know, man. This is going to be messy. Everybody that looked at Notre Dame should be in the college football playoff.
Here's the thing.
Like, this, point blank.
This is the thing. This is why I like that they expanded it to 12 and why I don't really want it to go any farther.
Uh-huh.
Is there anyone that didn't make it in you think could win the championship?
Notre Dame.
They're not going to win the championship.
You look at what Notre Dame did this year.
You think they're beating Ohio State? And they're not that good.
I think they're the team on the outside looking in that's got the best chance. They lost to Miami.
They're kind of on the bubble, and I get it. Just like in March Madness, you got 64 teams. There's teams on the bubble that complain they didn't make it. But at the end of the day, The teams that were going to host that trophy aren't the ones on the bubble, man.
I think it's a fair point because you can look at their resume and go, well, you had a 1-point loss to Texas.
More, if they had won more, then.
But, dude, they lost to two teams in Texas A&M and Miami. Texas A&M is the 4 seed, I believe. They lost to Texas A&M and Miami by a combined 4 points in the first 2 weekends of the season. They went off and rattled off something like 10, 11 straight wins. And they've got one of the best players in the country, Heisman frontrunner Jeremiah Love. Like, they would have been able to compete. Here it is when it comes to the difference. They're both 7-2. Notre Dame has 1 win against top 25 teams, while Miami has 3. Miami has 4 wins against FPI top 35 teams. Notre Dame just has 1. And their strength of schedule is better, talking about Notre Dame. So, it's a fascinating conversation. I do think it was one that matters 110%. But to your point, Metal Chris, I think this is why you expanded it. And to your point, if you expand it any further, see, y'all can act like I don't like this all you want. You expand it any further, then these arguments, these conversations can't take place. That's what's fun about it. It's no participation trophy. There should be teams that are left out, but I don't know, man. It's tough. The Alabama thing is the hard one for me. This is not the same Alabama team.
No.
Alabama shouldn't be in this thing. They got curb stomped by Georgia in the title game in the SEC. Like, that, you can't reward a team for that. Like, losing to Florida State in the opener by 14 points is a major indictment. The 2-point loss to Oklahoma a couple of weeks ago should be reason why, they don't make it. But here's the thing. They beat Georgia earlier in the season, but like we all know it, you want to, like we say in the NFL, you want to be peaking at the right time. That wasn't the same Georgia team in week 4 as they played in the championship game. Georgia looks like they're probably the biggest threat to Ohio State. Like, the way Georgia's playing and what they got up front along the offensive line and defensive line.
I think that's fair, yeah. I think so.
They're probably the biggest threat, I would say, but I don't know, man. I'm happy that our local JMU Dukes are in there. Oregon's probably going to curb stomp them. But at least they made it,
If they can win one game in the playoff, though, it'd be cool.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
Tulane being in there having to take on Ole Miss, who doesn't have a coach right now. So that's interesting. I would say
they got to have a thing about when you can start hiring coaches. It's got to happen after the playoff.
I totally because
this kind
agree.
Of thing's going to keep happening. And
it's not fair to the kids, bro.
No, and it's just they have to have some sort of when people can start, recruiting. Because that's really what it comes down to. You
it's
want that
timeline,
coach
right.
to start recruiting, and these other schools are not in the playoffs, so they're just ready to start recruiting, and they're looking for their coach so they can start that whole process. But, these other teams are like, well, we're still playing. And when they leave in conference, mm-hmm. You basically got a guy that's leaving someone that might be recruiting teams, even players from the team he's currently coaching in the, if
while
he was still playing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
while it's happening in real time, yeah. So, I don't know if you saw this or any of our listeners saw this. Notre Dame, it's a crybaby act, if I'm being honest, but after being snubbed for the college football playoff, they decided, well, the hell with bowl season. We're not participating in any bowl game. One, they're costing their institution a boatload of money because you get paid a boatload of money from playing in these bowl games.
They can go play in the NIT.
Yeah, all right. We got to make a football version of the NIT. I just think it's such a – this is the quote from the university. As a team, we've decided to withdraw our names from consideration for a bowl game following the 25 season. We appreciate all the support from our family and fans. We're hoping to bring the 12th national title back to South Bend in 2026. Guess what? You would have had a chance to bring that second title back to South Bend if you would have just beat Miami or Texas A&M. You lost. One final segment to go. We're going to take a spin around the National Football League. We'll touch on some hot-button topics we didn't touch on with Jason Lock and Ford, including Cleveland making a long-term decision at the quarterback position next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Monday night edition of Overtime. One final segment left to go before we hand things over to our pals at the Infinity Sports Network. Park Winkler waiting on you. Live from Milwaukee. It's been a fun show, man. Wow. I wish we had more time to talk about the college football playoff debacle. It is definitely something that is top of the mind for me. We'll talk about it tomorrow in more detail. We'll probably have our guy Denton Day stop by the program, who hosts College Football Overtime for SiriusXM. You should tag along with Metal Chris to check out Opeth in Philly. It'll change your life. What's Opeth, Metal Chris?
They're a Swedish progressive metal band. They're actually very talented musicians.
Of course, it's a metal band. My guy Rocky Pinnock tweeted at me and said, dude, you sound exhausted. You should tag along with Metal Chris to check out Opeth in Philly. It'll change your life. I sound exhausted.
It's Opeth, by the way. You're just calling him Opeth, but it's Opeth.
Opeth.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry to all the rock band.
I've seen them a few times. They're fantastic. Last time they came around, I think Warner Theater about a year ago.
Anything metal?
Fantastic.
I mean, you're
they're like, those are like musicians in that band. Those are some prog nerds.
You should
nerds,
like open up your own like metal history museum. I feel like you would just be perfect for it.
Yeah, sure. All right. You want to fund that for me? Sure.
Not with this budget. I wanted to get to some big picture NFL items before we got out of here. The Browns made a big time decision today at the quarterback position. Shedeur Sanders, if you all, I know a lot of you are kind of like stuck in the Washington vacuum when it comes to this group, and you're not really, you know, I guess hip is the best way that I would put it, to things that happen outside of the DMV when it comes to the National Football League. But yesterday, man, Shedeur Sanders, albeit against the Tennessee Titans, Shedeur Sanders had a day. Shedeur Sanders had a day. He had an absolute day, man. One of the best performances from a Cleveland rookie quarterback in the history of their franchise. Awesome yesterday. He was so good yesterday that it makes you wonder what the hell they were doing earlier in this year, wasting time with Dylan Gabriel. He was 23 of 42, 364 yards, 8.7 yards a throw, 3 touchdowns and an interception. He also had a rushing touchdown as well. So he accounted for damn near 400 yards of offense when you combine the rushing yards and the passing yards, and then 4 touchdowns. I mean, Shedeur was awesome. And then the story today in Cleveland was the decision that Kevin Stefanski made. Metal Chris, they go for it on fourth down to win the game. I mean, to get a 2-point conversion, rather, to tie the football game. And I just read you Shedeur Sanders' numbers. For them to take Shedeur off of the field during your game-tying moment, knowing how well he's played, to run a wildcat gimmick play, Kevin Stefanski got absolutely grilled by the Cleveland media postgame. I don't know if this decision that he made is going to go into anything at all, but here is Browns coach Kevin Stefanski earlier today addressing the media, giving an update on the quarterback position for the Browns.
I think all along, Mary Kay, as you know, with our quarterbacks and our young players, you're always making sure that you're making the right decisions for our guys. And I think he has constantly and consistently gotten better in each one of these games and how he's approached this game. He's been working very hard, so I feel good about where his development is heading. He knows there are always going to be plays that he can be better and those type of things, but he's very intentional about getting better each and every game he's out there.
So he didn't say it in that cut, but he named Shedeur Sanders the starter for the remainder of the 2025 season. I think it's the right decision to make. I think it's very clear and obvious that they had to make that decision. My question is, from here on out, and we kind of hinted at this with Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, what does Shedeur Sanders have to do down the stretch to secure this job long term, and where to make the Browns, I guess, not go quarterback in the draft? I had Scott Petrak on from Cleveland.com on the Infinity Sports Network last week, and I asked the question. And Petrak said at that point, man, I don't know if there's anything he can do, but if he comes out and throws for 360-plus yards again, I mean, you're going to have to give him a potential extended look at the quarterback position. Real quick, we'll get to Will in Springfield to wrap us up here. Will, what do you got?
Lanelle, what's going on? Love your show, man. Thanks for taking my call real quick.
Yes, sir.
Late. Thank you.
Got me quick.
What do you think? I love that. I love what you were saying out real fast about Shedeur. What do you think about that guy being our head coach, his offensive coordinator?
Tommy Rees?
Yes.
Nothing. I don't want anything from Cleveland, Will. I'm sorry. There's no offense to that area of the country. I mean, I want nothing from Cleveland. Tommy Rees is a clown. Kevin Stefanski, for that matter, is a clown. Why weren't they playing Shedeur the whole time? Shedeur started, hold on, let me pull up the game log real quick. This was Shedeur's third start. In his third start, he throws for 364 yards and 3 touchdowns. Imagine if they would have started him from game number 1 of the season. He would have been able to grow through all of his growing pains and mistakes, and you would have had a more definitive answer as to whether or not you should go quarterback in the draft. That's going to do it, though, here for this Monday night edition of Overtime. Thank you to Jason Lockenfora. Thank you to Metal Chris. Thank you to Kevin Sheehan. Thank you to your calls. Back with you tomorrow, same place, same time, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.